We are back with a small slate of NBA basketball tonight. Four games on the schedule. It is Thursday, March 23rd, and we're here to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. It's Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Only four games on the slate tonight. How are we feeling?
Yeah, these games kind of all suck.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But I guess we got to talk about them, so.
Yep, that we do. Last night, no, you had a pretty decent night. Came in the top 10?
Yeah, just in one of the smaller... I think I played the four game slate. I missed the 10 game slate. So I played the 8 o'clock four game slate. And I think I came in ninth in that one. Yeah. I had a nice sweat going on that one. At one point, I think I told you about halfway through the fourth, I was in first place, but then a couple guys couldn't get it done. So
yeah, that sucks. But hey, a win is a win.
A win is a win. Exactly. Hopefully we can keep it moving today.
Yeah. Hopefully I can, do a complete 180 from where I'm at right now. These past two nights have sucked.
Hey, welcome to the world of fantasy.
Yeah, but only four games on the slate tonight, so we'll see how we can do with that.
Yep. Let's do it.
Let us do it then. First game on the slate, we have got the New York Knicks facing the Orlando Magic. Knicks are 3.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228.5. Injuries you got. Let's see here. Injuries you got. Jalen Suggs out for the Magic.
Yeah, that's the that's probably the only good thing about tonight's slate. There's not very much on the injury report, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is something nice.
Yeah. I'll start us here on DraftKings. Jalen Brunson, 7,800. I still think this guy is just too cheap right now. I don't really know what's going on. I mean, he was like around 8,500 just a couple games ago, but I guess he missed some of that time and they bumped his price down, but 7,800, man, is still playing big minutes. 37 minutes in the last two games. I'll go right back here, man. It's just for that price alone.
What is he?
He's 7,800. I mean, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. That's, like I said, I just think that's a little too cheap.
Yeah, where is he on DraftKings? He is 9,000 on DraftKings.
You mean on FanDuel?
FanDuel, yeah.
Yeah, that's well. I feel like his price should probably be closer to about 8,500 on DraftKings. So
yeah,
until definitely. That happens, I'll keep playing him.
Yeah, but definitely like that DraftKings price. There really was not much for New York for me. FanDuel's prices aren't that good.
Yeah, I mean it does suck because there's not a whole lot either. But it is four games, so I do kind of have some interest here in RJ Barrett tonight at 6K. On DraftKings, I don't mind really paying that price. And, I mean, if you think maybe it's a Josh Hart night instead, you could go down $100 to $5,900. He's been up and down, but he can have those nights. A couple guys here I don't mind looking at. But, honestly, like I said, it's a four-game slate, so you got to play some of these guys. But Julius Randle has finally come down in price a little bit. He's $9,100. I mean, just about four games ago, he was $9,900. So another price drop here. Good matchup against Orlando, man. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, he's up to 10-3 on FanDuel.
Gosh, yeah, that's definitely up there. But no, the $9,100 on DraftKings, I like that.
Yeah, gosh, definitely like that on DraftKings. But see, that's what I was saying. These FanDuel prices just aren't very good for the Knicks.
Yeah, they're going to make you work for it tonight on this four-game slate. So, honestly, though, New York was probably one of the best-priced teams when it comes to guys that's been dropped in their prices because some of these other guys, like the LAC guys we talked about before the podcast, I mean, they already bumped a lot of those guys up. So
yeah, they did.
Yeah, you're going to have to search tonight. But
anyone else for the Knicks?
I mean, I will throw up Mitch Robinson just for the point of he's $4,600. He seems to only be playing about 25 minutes a game. Some games more, some games less. You just never know what you're going to get out of him. But, I mean, he did just play 25 minutes against Miami. He had five personal fouls. So I'd like to think maybe he would have played a couple more minutes, but at 4,600, I'd be willing to go there.
I will say he's at 5,900 on FanDuel, but he is someone who did actually finally get a price drop. So 5,900 is actually pretty good compared to what he was.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's it for me, I think.
Yeah, that's probably going to do it for me. So we can jump to Orlando. With Jalen Suggs still out tonight, Cole Anthony's price does keep rising. He's only at 6,200. He's put up 30-plus in his last three. I'm just going to keep going with him. 6,200 doesn't feel like a bad price for him tonight. And he's playing massive minutes with no Suggs out there.
Yeah, he actually came down 300 on DraftKings, so he's 5,600. But no, I'm with you. I got no problem going there tonight while Suggs is still out.
Yeah.
Anybody else you like?
This might have been my least favorite game.
Yeah, the Orlando side, I think, definitely sucks. I kind of like the matchup a little bit for Franz Wagner here tonight, but he did go up in price a little, 6,600. I mean, it's New York. It's not the greatest matchup at all, so I definitely think I like the New York side better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, gosh. Other than that, I mean, Fultz is up to 7K. I liked him when he was down in the sixes, but, yeah, I don't have too much else here for Orlando.
Yeah, only other thing that I will throw out is Wendell Carter Jr. He's still at 7,200 on FanDuel, which isn't a bad price for him. Plus, he's got that power forward eligibility, so you could definitely roll with him if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's nice you can play him at power forward.
Yeah, they're weird with some of the players. They let you play at different positions.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right.
When does Wendell Carter ever play power forward?
Yeah, no. I can't figure out what they're doing with the backup center.
Yeah, of course, I put Goga Patazzi in a couple lineups in that last slate that they were playing. He never came in the game. Mo Wagner was the backup center.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Mo Wagner's back, played 14 minutes in the last game. I was just looking for a dirt cheap center, but yeah, I just never know who's playing. I mean, if it's Mo Wagner again at 3,700, I don't mind taking a few shots just because, like I said, it's a four-game slate.
Yeah, Bol Bol will get 15 minutes tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? That's it for me.
All right, jumping into the next, then we got the Cleveland Cavaliers facing the Brooklyn Nets. Cavs are 4-point favorites with an over and a total of 219.5. That is horrendous.
They just keep getting lower.
Yeah. Injuries, you got Ben Simmons still out for Brooklyn.
Go ahead, I'll let you start this one.
That's fine. Cleveland, I'm going to go back to Jared Allen here. 7,700. These teams just played the other night. He put up 35 against them in his first game back after missing four straight games. 7,700, still the same price he was the other night, and he has power forward eligibility on FanDuel, so it's a fantastic matchup, too. Brooklyn has surprisingly been terrible against centers over the last seven games, so I'm going to roll out Jared Allen tonight.
Yeah, he only got bumped up $100 on DraftKings. He's 6,300, probably one of my favorite center plays here tonight. I mean, came back after the layoffs and still played 35 minutes, so I'm with you, man. 6,300 on DraftKings is a fantastic price still, so I'll go right back there.
Hey, it doesn't matter how long you were away from injury. When you come back, you're playing 30-plus minutes.
Basically, I mean, yeah, that's what they're
saying. You see Karl-Anthony Towns last night?
Oh, I know. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But as far as Cleveland goes, some of these prices I wasn't liking. Jared Allen was by far my favorite for the Cavs.
Yeah, there's a couple that aren't too bad still on DraftKings. Darius Garland, 7,200. Another guy, I just think that's a little too cheap for his usage and all. So I don't mind going back there. I don't know. I mean, it could be one of those games. Could be a Mitchell night, $8,400. I mean, he came down $400. So, I mean, I know this is a little bit slower paced teams, but still, man, some of these prices, I'll take some shots at Garland and Mitchell here tonight.
Did you say Mitchell was 84?
Yeah, 8,400.
Sheesh, man. I mean, he's 9,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong. He hasn't been, like, you know, blowing the world up or anything here lately.
Yeah, 8,400.
Right, he's got a ceiling. I mean, Scott could easily go out here and drop you 55 fantasy points tonight.
Hey, I mean, this is one of the two guys who scored 71 points in a game this season.
Exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, I really like the guard spots here for Cleveland, especially at those prices. And the last guy I did notice, even in the last game, even with Jared Allen back, Chetty Osmond still played 23 minutes in that game. So he's $3,800 on DraftKings. You can play him small forward, power forward. But if you think he keeps getting, you know, minutes like this, I don't mind running him out there at $3,800.
It wasn't a blowout, right?
No, no, no. I mean, it was 115-109 was the final score.
Yeah, no, it's a great call.
Yeah, I mean, if he could get 20, 22 minutes at $3,800. I mean, he's a pretty good producer when he gets those minutes.
Yeah, that is a that's a very nice call.
I mean, because Isaac Okoro is really just out there for his defense.
I was looking at that small forward spot, and, I mean, you got Okoro not doing too much. You got LeVert, who is almost 7K on FanDuel, but has been absolutely crushing it.
And then he has been crushing it.
Then you got Chetty down here at 4,700. So, no, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, LeVert was the last guy, too. You already just touched on him. But still, he's $5,200 on DraftKings.
Dang, and,
yeah, he's been killing it. And plus, like, I mean, Brooklyn is technically, what, revenge games for him. So maybe he keeps going out there and beating them. So,
yeah,
just played 31 minutes, 31 and a half fantasy points, $5,200, came down 300. Another guy. I mean, all these guards for Cleveland look good.
Yeah, those DraftKings prices are fantastic.
Yeah, they are on this team. Yeah. So.
But I think that's going to do it for the Cavs.
Yeah.
All right, jumping to Brooklyn then. I can kickstart us on this one. I don't mind. I'm between Dinwiddie and Bridges here just because their prices are going down. Dinwiddie has been super consistent as of late, putting up 39 or more in five of his last six games. He's been so solid. He came down to 8,000 now on FanDuel. So I think I don't mind rolling out Dinwiddie tonight.
Yeah, he's 8,300 on DraftKings. So, yeah, actually a little cheaper there on FanDuel.
Finally
I like
got
that price.
Someone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, did just put up 43 fantasy points against him, 8,300. I mean, here again, if this was a bigger slate, I might not touch that. But on a four-game slate, yeah, why not?
Yeah. And then you got Bridges is 7,800 on FanDuel. He's had two pretty bad games back-to-back, but 7,800 isn't too bad for Bridges either.
Yeah, he's come down to 7,400. I mean, two games ago, he was $1,000 more. So I'm with you. If you're going to take that shot, now's the time to do it. Like I said, I know the matchup isn't great here, but he's got a good price tag right now. And if you get him on one of those nights where he puts up 50 at 7,400, that'll be nice.
He was just at 9K a week ago on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, $1,000 just two games ago, he's come down. So
yeah,
now's the time to probably jump on him.
Yeah, but besides the Brooklyn backcourt, wasn't too much else for me. Anyone you like?
Just a couple of cheaper plays here. Royce O'Neal, he's finally also come down here over the past couple of games. $4,700 on DraftKings, still playing mid-20s in minutes coming off the bench. So don't mind that, especially if he goes out here and he gets hot. And last guy I'll talk about just for price alone, but DFS, Dorial Finney-Smith, $3,900. I mean, he came down $600, but he has been just horrible. But still, they're running him out there. He's starting $3,900 if you need a cheap power forward.
Yeah, he is, where's he? 4,600 on FanDuel, so not too
what's
bad.
What's Claxton's price?
7,900.
Okay, he's 6,800. I got a little interest there.
Yeah, on FanDuel, I'd rather just take the $200 discount and go to Jared Allen.
Well, yeah, agree. I agree there.
But
so,
no,
I mean, that's the whole point.
Bad.
I mean, Claxton's 68, but Allen's 63. I'm with you. I'll take the $500 and go down to Jared Allen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
So, that's it.
That is it for me. So we can move on to the third game of the night. We got the Charlotte Hornets facing the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans are 8.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 225.5. That even feels low for Charlotte and New Orleans.
No, it actually did.
Yeah. Injuries, you got, same as always, Cody Martin, Mark Williams out for the Hornets, Jose Alvarado, Zion out for the Pelicans.
Go ahead. You start us.
That's fine. I'm going to jump back to Terry Rozier here, 8,400 on FanDuel. He's putting up 1.2 fantasy points per minute over his last five. Playing big minutes, played 36 in his last game against the Pacers. Should be a pretty decent game against the Pelicans tonight. I'm expecting it to be hopefully somewhat close. So don't mind Terry Rozier at 8,400.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I feel like this game should stay somewhat close. But, yeah, he's 8,200 on DraftKings. I definitely don't mind that at all here against this New Orleans team.
Yeah, definitely. You want me to throw someone
else out? Yeah, I'll hit one person. No, Nick Richards on DraftKings. Oh, was it really? Yeah, he's 5K. That's just too cheap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, granted, he can occasionally get into some foul trouble or things like that. But if he's in this game playing normal minutes, man, I really like that 5K price tag.
Yeah, 5,700 on FanDuel. Don't mind that either. He even just signed a 3-year contract extension. So,
yeah, $15 million.
Yeah, that's pretty nice for him.
I was going to say, good for him, man.
Yeah, I mean, you were the backup to start the season.
Yeah, I know.
And then you were the backup to the rookie center after Plumlee got traded.
Yeah. Yeah,
now you just got paid.
Yep. Don't forget your other guy.
Yeah, Kai Jones down here, 3,900. Didn't move from his price from the last slate. So I'm going to keep taking shots on him. I mean, if you can catch those games, he's put up 20 or more in 2 games since Mark Williams' injury. So I'm going to keep taking shots on him at 3,900.
Yeah, he's 3,500 on DraftKings. And the one thing I do kind of like is the fact you can play him at power forward on DraftKings too.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, I mean, if you get some kind of night where Richards gets into foul trouble, I mean, that's a pretty good play right there for 3,500 bucks. So one other guy here I'll talk about price-wise, $5,700, Gordon Hayward. Came down $200, but I mean, literally 3 games ago, he was $7,100. So $5,700 for Gordon Hayward, another guy here. Pretty good matchup going on the other side. So $5,700, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, $6,300 on FanDuel. I thought that was a pretty decent price too.
Yeah, that's still not that bad.
Yeah. Any love for Oubre? What's his price on DraftKings?
He's $7,500.
Yeah, he's $7,800 on FanDuel.
Yeah, he went up about $600. But, I mean, here again, it's Kelly Oubre. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have him in some lineups here tonight, and it's not going to bother me.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it, though, for me.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. So we can jump to the Pelicans if you want to kickstart us on that side.
Yeah, man, it kind of sucked. I thought I was going to like more here.
So did I.
Some of the prices are up there, but I'm going to start here first with Valanciunas. The guy over the last 3 games seems like his minutes have been there. I don't know if maybe they're just saying at this point, hey, we want to win, so we need to get him in there. But, I mean, he's been playing 34, 33, and 28 minutes. And the 28 minutes was only because basically they played San Antonio and blew him out. So,
yeah.
But he has put up at least 44 more fantasy points in those 3. So he did get a price jump to $7,100 here, man. But if you think he keeps getting those minutes, I have no issues paying $7,100 more.
Yeah, I think he got bumped up $1,000 on FanDuel. He's 8K now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that matchup and the way he's been playing.
Exactly. Look at the production, though, he's been doing.
Yeah, I got no problem paying up for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Fantasy player. So, like I said, if you think he's going to keep going out here and playing, you know, 30 minutes, $7,100, I still think is a little cheap there. So, I'll keep running him out there and just cross my fingers and hope he keeps going.
Yeah. Also, don't mind Brandon Ingram in this spot again, $8,700 on FanDuel. He's put up 40 or more in 3 of his last 4 games. It's a decent matchup going up against Charlotte tonight, matched up with Hayward on the other side. So, don't mind rolling out Ingram either. Not a bad price.
Yeah, he got bumped up to 9K on DraftKings. But like I said, 4 game slate. If I get some Ingram, I'm all in. Because like you said, it's a fantastic matchup against the Charlotte team.
Yeah. And then I wish.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to throw out one cheap guy here. There's not a lot of value on FanDuel. So Josh Richardson at 4,400 doesn't feel like a bad play. His minutes are a little all over the place at times. But he's been a pretty consistent piece in this New Orleans rotation. So $4,400, feel like that's not a bad price for him.
Yeah, it's funny. He was the same guy I was going to bring up. He's 4,300 on DraftKings. Yeah, well, like you said, I'm just trying to throw out any kind of cheap plays we can find. Because, yeah, I don't know what you're going to find a lot unless something really changes here today over the course of the day. But, yeah, $4,300 on DraftKings. I'm with you. Just somebody I think you could throw in here. You can play him point guard, shooting guard. So.
Yeah.
I mean, he can easily have those days. He can also go out and get you 6, but
yeah,
that's what you're getting.
He can.
Yep.
That, though, that's going to do it for me if you got anyone else.
No, that was it. I mean, I don't mind CJ at 8,100, but like I said, it's his price has gone up a little bit over the past few games. So, but if I land on him, I'm all right.
Yeah, they got CJ and Ingram are the same price on FanDuel, so I think I would lean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm probably with you there.
Yeah, if you're making me choose, I feel like Ingram's just got that upside.
Yep, agreed.
All right, jumping into the final game on the slate. This is a pretty quick one here. These 4 games aren't too appealing. But your late night hammer for the night tipping off at 10:30 p.m. You got the OKC Thunder in a rematch against the LA Clippers. Clippers are 3.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 232.5 injuries. You got Brandon Boston, Paul George, Norman Powell out. 3.5 points isn't bad for OKC. They just beat him the other night with Paul George playing the majority of the game.
Well, yeah, they did beat him by 1 point. So
yeah, this is probably the best game on the slate.
This is your late night hammer, boy.
Yeah, this is where 80% of my lineup is going to be.
I was going to say, I mean, you basically go from an 8 o'clock game to a 10:30, which makes me think that has to be on TV or something tonight.
OKC, LAC could definitely be on TV. I mean, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
NBA TV, yep.
That's what I thought. Normally when they run those kind of those kind of time spans, normally it's games that are on TV. But I played a lot of SGA because these teams did just play and it didn't work out that good. He took 25 shot attempts. He shot under 50%. He only shot 48% from the field. So yeah. I'm going back there because he came down $200. I love attacking the guard spot, especially against LAC. So I'm going to go back there, man. If he could just get a few more of those shots to fall, he could easily get you over 50 here. And like I said, it's a four-game slate. I think raw points are going to matter on this slate. So, I mean, he's a guy that can easily go out here and drop 40 real points. So SGA, $9,600 on DraftKings. One of my favorite plays tonight.
Yeah, 10-6 on FanDuel. Don't care. Absolutely love him tonight. Like you said, that matchup against Westbrook is always fantastic. And they just lost another one of their best defenders in Paul George. So should be even easier for
exactly.
SGA tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Also, don't mind rolling out some Josh Giddey here. $7,300. He only put up 27 in the last game against LAC, but like I've said numerous times, he plays the majority of his minutes at that power forward spot. So matched up against Marcus Morris is actually a great matchup for Giddey. So $7,300 doesn't feel like a bad price for him.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't shooting good either from the last one. And just everything was down a little bit in all the categories. So $7,700 on DraftKings. But yeah, I'm with you. I still don't mind going back there.
Yeah.
I do really like Jalen Williams also, $6,700. He used to be up in the 7K range. He's finally coming back down a little bit. So that's $6,700. That seems like a pretty nice price. In 37 minutes, he just put up 39 fantasy points against the same team.
Yeah.
So definitely don't mind him. Don't mind the matchup, especially with the price coming down a little bit.
Yeah, he's, where is he, $7,500 on FanDuel. So he's still in the 7,000s over here.
Yeah.
But he's been deserving of that price the way he's been playing.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. Dude's been killing it.
Yeah. So definitely wouldn't mind going there, but that probably is going to do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you – Jalen Williams is $3,500. If you think it's one of those nights where he gets 25 minutes and gets a good fantasy night, feel free to play him. But, I mean, these centers are all over the place. I mean – Sarr just played 19 minutes in the last game, put up 18 fantasy points.
Hey, he's looking like a point per minute guy.
No, you're exactly right. So, I mean, if this guy's going to continue to get minutes, but I just don't know what they're doing. So
I don't either. He came out of nowhere.
He did. So I'm just kind of staying away from it.
Yeah. The center, Jalen Williams, is $5,300 on FanDuel.
I wouldn't be touching that. Nope. Don't blame you at all. So,
yeah. So that's probably going to do it. All right.
Yep.
Jumping to the Clippers. I was hoping there was going to be a decent amount of value with the Clippers tonight, but these sites, they bumped them up fast.
Yeah, even DraftKings bumped up a lot of these guys. I mean, you got Russell Westbrook, who's almost 8K, so he got bumped up $800 from 71 to 7,900. I mean, the point being is there's no Paul George, so that's a lot of minutes and a lot of usage to go around. So.
Yep. Yeah, you want to start us?
No, I'll let you start.
That's fine. I know you did talk about Russell Westbrook's price being bumped up, but $7,700 on FanDuel. I will go right back to him tonight. It's actually a decent matchup against OKC. They actually haven't been too good at that point guard spot defensively as of late either. No Paul George. I mean, I got to imagine Russ and Kawhi are going to have the most usage on the team tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he did just put up 33 fantasy points in 26 minutes against this team. He had some foul issues that game, had four personal fouls. So I think that had a lot to do with him losing some of his minutes. But No, 7,900. I mean, it's a 4-game slate. So I probably, if this is a 10-game slate, I'm probably not, you know, paying that for him. But on a 4-game slate, 7,900, I'm with you. He's definitely going to pick up some usage and ball handling duties to get more. So I'm in.
Well, yeah, and I mean, he put up that 35 in the last game with Paul George playing 34 minutes. So,
yeah, exactly. So
Paul George played a full game.
Yeah. Another guy, Terrence Mann. I mean, all these prices came up. He's $4,900 now, but the same goes. I think he's got to at least be playing 20-some minutes here. Yeah. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he so is, you're playing point guard, shooting guard, so I don't mind taking some shots there either.
Yeah, point guard, shooting guard, $5,600 on FanDuel. Have to imagine he's going to play really good minutes tonight. I mean, he only played 10 minutes in the last game. He got ejected in that first half, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you never know. He could have pushed 20 minutes in the last game.
Yeah. And, I mean, we still don't even know what their starting lineup is going to be. I'm sure it will be Eric Gordon, but there's always a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think he's my cheapest guy here I'm willing to go with on this team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, Eric Gordon, $5,300. I actually still think that's a decent price. He only came up $600, but I got to imagine he's in the starting lineup here.
Yeah.
Filling in for Paul George. So if he is, I think that's a good play too at $5,300.
Yeah. $5,800 on FanDuel. I can't really avoid him. I mean, he's already playing massive minutes, even with Paul George playing.
Oh, yeah. Now I think he's going to get everything he can handle.
Yeah. Definitely. Should take a good amount of shots tonight.
Yep. I also like Zubac. He got a price increase to $6,100, but he only played 19 minutes in that last game. But he, again, like Russell Westbrook, he was in foul trouble, picked up 4 personal fouls in 19 minutes. So I'm going back here. I know the price has gone up, but $6,100, I just, if he can stay out of foul trouble, I think he's easily pushing 33, 34 minutes in this game.
Yeah. I mean, he even averages 30 fantasy points a game without Paul George this season. So,
yeah. So, that's boom, there nice. You go.
Yeah, that and is a, pretty nice. There's,
I mean, we haven't talked about the main guy.
Kawhi?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is, he's 10K on FanDuel. I mean, there's no avoiding that tonight. What's he on DraftKings?
He's 9-9.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's no-brainer.
Out of all the guys that got priced up, Kawhi only went up $400, so.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a game here with no Paul George, and you just lost to this team by 1. I don't know. This is a great spot, I think, for Kawhi tonight.
Well, I mean, not even that. Just looking at the slate in terms of pay-up options, it's really just him and Shea.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically. Looking at it, yeah, you're pretty much right. That really is some of your,
him,
your two
Shea,
most
and
expensive
what?
Guys.
Julius Randle?
Julius Randle.
Are those the only three guys over 9K?
Hang on, I'm going to tell you right now.
On FanDuel, they are well, actually, you got to throw in Brunson and Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because, no, well, you got Ingram. Ingram is 9K. So you got Ingram, Randall, SGA, and Kawhi all over 9K. But you don't have a single person over 10K tonight.
Yeah, except on FanDuel, Kawhi is 10K even. But
okay, on FanDuel, yeah. But your issue tonight is going to be which guys you play, because even at 9,900, 9,000, you still got to find some cheap guys. And
no,
there's just not a lot of them tonight, so.
But, like, on FanDuel, they got Julius Randle at 10-3 and Kawhi at 10K even. So, I mean, I'm going to take the $300 savings and go with Kawhi tonight.
Agreed. Yeah, no, I'm with you there, too. So, yeah, I mean, I think Kawhi should be one of the best plays on the slate here tonight, just for the usage alone of what he's going to have to do without Paul George. I mean, I love playing Paul George when Kawhi's out, and I love playing Kawhi when Paul George is out. So,
well, I mean, Kawhi's got a I just had to put up. Kawhi's got a 31% usage rate with no Paul George this season. So,
yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, should be doing a ton out there, and I was hoping some of these forwards would be cheaper, but they even got to them too.
Yeah, we talked before the podcast. I mean, Marcus Moore Sr. is up to $4,700 now. Got a big price increase, and I didn't even like paying $3,900 for him. It made me pause just paying that amount for him. So $4,700, but he did just play 30 minutes. I do think his minutes are going to be a lot more secure now.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think, especially with no Paul George, but $4,700. Oh, I just don't know if I can go there.
Yeah. What is Batum on DraftKings?
He's $3,800.
You see, I think I'd rather just take some flyers there.
Yeah, you're talking about almost $1,000. You could just, and he still played 24 minutes against OKC in his last game. So I'm kind of with you. There's a couple guys here I think you could maybe look at to if you need some cheap plays. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Wonder if they'll give Robert Covington some good minutes.
I mean, anything's possible
when
with this
plays,
team.
He plays, he's good.
I totally agree. It's
just weird.
Just never know what he's going to do. I mean, you even had Zubac and all in foul trouble in the last game, and Robert Covington still only got 7 minutes.
Yeah, he's that was the first game he'd even come in a few games.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a lot of these starters because I just think their usage is going to be through the roof, and I think if I'm looking for somebody off the bench, it's Terrence Mann.
Yeah, definitely.
So
he's definitely your safest.
Probably it though. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, think that's going to do it for me. So that is all four games on tonight's slate covered. I don't think we have any injury news as of right now. Like you said, I don't think I named anyone as questionable. Yeah, everyone's either active or out right
Everybody's,
now.
Everybody's out. That's what I'm saying. That's the one good thing. Now, who knows? Stuff could change, but if it all stays like this, then that's nice.
Heck yeah. So that's all four games. Anything else to touch on before we get out of here?
No. Good luck. This is going to be a crazy slate when it comes to finding value and stuff. But luckily, like I said, at least there's no 12K guys on the slate tonight. So,
yeah, definitely.
That's it.
Definitely.
Yeah, good luck, everybody.
Definitely going to be an interesting slate. But best of luck to everyone, of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on. If you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform. Leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3inkeypod. That's the number 3inkeypod. Keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight, even though there's not much on there right now. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.